Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Chao. to live and near a dreadful story you soon shall hear. All off to London she made her way, for she was bound to serve it made to be. She went until she come unto some squires, all and loudly there she did knock and call. I hear you want a servant, she said, well, I am Betsy, a serving maid. The squire had one only son, and very soon Betsy's heart he won. Betsy being both blithe and fair, this poor boy's heart she did ensnare. So on Sunday evening he took his time, and unto Betsy he told his mind. He swore by oaths, he swore by stars above, 'tis you, sweet Betsy, 'tis you I love. Hearing him say so, it filled her heart with both grief and woe. We must contrive to send her away to be a slave all in America. And so on Monday morning, this old woman arose, crying, Betsy, go gather up your clothes. I am going some friends to see, and only you, Betsy, shall go with me. And they went until they come unto some seaport town. Ships were sailing all up and down. A ship was hailed, and in she went. Poor Betsy sailed then in discontent. This old woman come home, it's welcome home, mother cried her son. Welcome home, mother, on every side, but where is Betsy, the serving maid? Oh son, oh son, oh son, said she, your heart's delight is all on the sea. For I'd rather see my son lying dead than see him married to a serving maid. A few days later this poor boy fell sick, so very sad all in bed was he. They could not cure him, though all they tried. He called on Betsy, and then he died. And when she saw her son lying dead, she wrung her hands and she tore her head. If I could see my son rise again, I'd send for Betsy across the main.
I'm not. angry. From a distance, yeah. No response. Pussing up the sixpence. From a distance, kill one glance. Then get them this the alliance. From a distance, no response. Pussing up the sixpence. From a distance, no response.
Tell them.
How far me you come tell from? Out of the heart of where me you come from? Beyond the moon and the stars me you come from? Why get black bullet and their brain malfunction? Listen no why me no run from? Cause the world don't know me a gunman. Me a killer, me use fire and pun man. A scale 45, me papa and gun man. Why? See me gonna get few from it. On the land, when stand him get a tomb pan it. Head open like a flowers with the blink pan it. Get a reek mark and too soon pan it. The general make talk and him no take talk. I want pop it off and make the dead start. Me get mad and murder who no blood clot. Head bust up and man is split up in a four part. Me serious, family little me no too loud. No lippy lippy with people me no too tall. Boy if you did make up a fly too hard. Cross, miserable when me dress dark shoe. You know how far me a come from. Out of the heart of where me a come from. Beyond the moon and the stars me a come from. Boy get black bullet and them brain malfunction. Me say no boy me no run from. Cause the world don't know me a gunman. Me a killer, me use fire and pun man. A scale 45, me pop off and done one. Why? Roll lip up, don't flip up. Hard go start a war where you can't keep up. A scale 45, they a nasty cup. Tear your heart from your chest and your face chip up. Clip pass a miss a man will casket up. Then find the body maggot and mask it up. If a money what? My money last it up. Inform a body parts well plastic up. This alliance then blood run like syrup. Me no care who you are when me gun you up. Anyway you dey, cop a come and pick you up. And me say people then that me don't give a fuck. So how far me a come from? Out of the heart of where me a come from? Beyond the moon and the stars me a come from. Why get black bullet and them brain malfunction? Me say no boy me no run from. Cause the world don't know me a gunman. Me a killer, me use fire and pun man. A scale 45, me papa and pun man. Why? See me gonna get few from it. On the land, Wayne stand him get a tomb pan it. Head open like a flowers with the blink pan it. Get a reef mark and too soon pan it. The general make talk and him no take talk. I want pop it off and make the dead start. Me get mad and murder who no blood clot. Head bust up and man is split up in a four part. Me serious, family little me no too loud. No lippy lippy with people me no too tall. Boy if you did make up a fly too hard. Cross, miserable when me dress dark shoe. You know how far me a come from.
Yeah.
Running off over next door's garden before the hour is done. It's more a question of feeling than it is a question of fun. The confidence is the balaclava, I'm sure you'll baffle them good. With the ending reek of salty cheeks and runny makeup alone. Or will blood run down the face of a boy bewildered and scorned? Will you find yourself in a skirmish? Will you wish you'd never been born? You tie yourself to the tracks and there isn't no going back. And it's wrong, wrong, wrong. Building or throwing it to the sharks. Can only hope that the ending is as pleasurable as a start. The confidence is the balaclava, I'm sure you're baffled and straight. And it's wrong, 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 she can hardly wait. That's right, he won't let her eyes sigh. Now the shaggers perform and the daggers are drawn. Who's the crooks in this crime? That's right, he won't let her eyes sigh. Shaggers perform and the daggers are drawn. Who's the crooks in this? Crime!
Well, these shows usually go on for an hour and a half to 2 hours, and I'm never quite sure what Tony's going to talk about, and I have to sit here listening and thinking of what to do to respond, and we've sort of cut things out and left things out. But he's talked about women, and I thought, well, I must do... Well, this is my observation for you on the women issue. All you need to know is that the Corvette Stingray is a very expensive motor car. Extremely expensive. You know, tens of thousands, if not more, dollars. This morning as I read the paper... In search of a new set of wheels, the classifieds had a most curious ad in their listings of automobiles. I gazed with suspicious amusement at what seemed like a wild stroke of luck. Corvette Stingray, it said, low mileage, bright red, 95 model, $65. Now I'm used to my newspaper's headlines. I called up that number straight away. That 95 vet, have you sold that thing yet? She said, no, you're my first call today. I said, there's been a mistake in the paper. They've printed the price wrong somehow. Oh no, replied she, they got that price from me. I said, don't sell that car, I'm leaving now. She lived in that part of the city. I'd venture just one time or two, where lawyers, bank presidents and doctors were residents, and the houses were massive and new. As I turned up her half-mile driveway, there in the heat of the day, in the sunlight it gleamed, the car of my dreams, only $65 away. The interior was done in white leather. It had a 587 V8. Full wingspan doors, a Hirsch 4 on the floor, and an 8-track, 8-deck, solid state. There was chrome on the fender, in an aerodynamic design. A bar, a TV, and it was boggling to me that for $65 it was mine. Now I was sure that this woman was crazy for selling that car at this price. But as we walked down the lane, she seemed perfectly sane. She was charming and really quite nice. She smiled with such great satisfaction as she handed me title and keys. I said, I've just got to know why you let that thing go. What's wrong with this car? Tell me, please. She said, I'll be 60 come Tuesday. I live here with my husband, Earl. After 30 years wed and without a word said, he's run off with a silly young girl. But with his credit cards left here behind him, I knew that he wouldn't get far. Last night from Florida, he sent a wire to me. It said, I need money, dear, sell the car. Thank you.
I'll drop the loop. Sure, I'll jack it almost any time. Here's a voice creeping from behind.
No, no, mate, you wanna hold the pears, cause I've been watching you from over by the stairs. Turbo cash is cool, you wanna let them spin, but if the hoppers fall, you're guaranteed to win.
No, no, mate, why don't you understand? I've got a scheme, a plan, I've got it all in hand. I need to know who's on an extra ride, and my mobile's ringing, it's me wife.
Where are you, John? What time will you be home? I've been trying to call, just get your answer phone. I've told you once, I've told you times before, I can't get to sleep until you're through the door. Are you listening to anything I say? I need the money, we got bills to pay. Don't get drunk and make sure you're not late, and don't be gambling, please, for goodness sake.
Back inside, I find a dawn to my face, because I see this bloke stepped in and took me place. What takes the biscuit really tops it off is when the jackpot lights up. He's took the lot.
Ah, lad, you see what I just did? I just dropped the bandit, only spent a quid. Oh, were you playing me? I didn't realise.
I'm so skint and demoralised.
There's always tomorrow, mate.
And yet I love to.
Hello, this is Matt Elders from Arts and Monkeys. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
Jessica lives in England, Pierre lives in France, Bonnie lives in Canada, Ahmed lives in Egypt, Moisha lives in Israel, Bruce lives in Australia, Ching lives in China, Olga lives in Russia, Ingrid lives in Germany, Gita lives in India, Pablo lives in Spain, Jose lives in Colombia. And each one is much like another, a child of a mother and a father, a very special son and daughter, a lot like me and you. Koji lives in Japan, Nina lives in Chile, Farida lives in Pakistan, Zosha lives in Poland, Manuel lives in Brazil, Maria lives in Italy, Kofi lives in Ghana, Rahim lives in Iran, Rosa lives in Paraguay, Major lives in Kenya, Dimitri lives in Greece, Sue lives in America. And each one is much like another, a child of a mother and a father, a very special son and daughter, a lot like me and you.
Me, just give it up. As as the night draws in, we're all seeking love, one step at a time, tattered on our foot. It gave me food for thought. We're packed in on a tube, bees sweat on a mission, crawling down my cheek, eyes wide like a flat screen. I haven't reached my peak. Woe is me. Just give it up. As the night draws in, we're all seeking love. Woe is me. Just give it up. As the night draws in, we're all seeking love.
Look this up if you be acting the clown. Pass the queen's head and watch it go down. Tit for tat gets a young girl's passion. Hold it on tight to that glass of fashion. Knocking down the spirits till you drop to your knees. Don't sneeze, ninja please. We dance around the toilet in this whimsical scene. And if I be wicked, then woe unto me.
Woe is me. Just give it up. As the night draws in,
as the night draws in,
we're all seeking love. Woe is me. Just give it up. As the night draws in,
as the night draws in,
we're all seeking love. We're all seeking love.
Down with no intentions of getting back up until you drift away, slip away for the day. But tell me, who's gonna pick you up when the blood flows from your head? Who's gonna take the blame for all the things you said last night? Can you remember? You were everybody's friend, but the problems you can mend won't go.
Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Thank you. Never live.